irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. And what do you know? Today's Monday.
Yeah.
We're back on a Monday, July 23rd today. And we're ready for a new week, I think. Are you? Or
yeah.
You're still sleepy?
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm losing my voice, too.
Okay. Did you scream a lot? Talk a lot?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend got into a screaming match in the Uber last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. So is that how it was or because of partying and...
I think it was a mix of tequila slash we were just very annoyed with each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I meant the voice. The voice, it's not from the partying or anything.
No. I don't scream when I party.
Really?
No.
Well, I don't know. At those clubs, you know, it gets so loud. Maybe you have to talk really loud.
No.
No?
No, not at all. Not for me, at least. There's definitely some people screaming in the club, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear your friend is visiting and you guys got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But like I said, we were talking about this, right?
Yeah.
How after a few days with a friend, things
it's like,
can get rough.
Yeah. Like I'm one more day. I'm good seeing her for a couple months.
I'm sorry.
No, I love her, but I just, yeah, I know. Like, because usually back home, I'd be like, all right, we'd see each other like one day, once a week.
Right.
Not like this many consecutive days
right
in a row.
3-4 days in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. 24/7, you don't get your own time.
Exactly. So she's like visiting a friend right now, and then we're gonna go to Santa Monica Beach.
Good. And makeup and stuff.
I mean, we're fine now, but like I'm still irritated with her. She knows I am.
Yeah.
So I was like, bye, see you when we go to the beach.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We fight with the closest people to us, you know. I mean, my son really pissed me off the other night, man. It's like I didn't know if we'd talk again or not.
Oh, really? That bad?
Yeah.
About what, though?
Well, I don't want to get into it. It's personal stuff.
Yeah, gotcha.
Family.
Gotcha.
Let's just say family shit, you know? But when I see the ungratefulness and the rudeness for my own flesh and blood, that's hard to
take. Yeah, it could set it off for sure.
You know?
It could definitely be like a downhill conversation.
You're like, you know, I feel like, shit, if I raised you, I think he would have been a better person, you know, but he grew up with his mom. So what can I do? You know, I mean, that's a result of divorce.
Right.
Sucks. And you never seem to do enough for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's like, but now I do. So, well, we're back on the radio, as you can tell. It's hot in L.A. It's probably hot everywhere people are today, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It says in Japan they're having like 105 degrees, which for them is like a record, you know?
I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine. It was 115 here a couple weeks ago.
Right, and it's getting
brutal.
Hot this week, too.
Yeah. Today's supposed to be 90.
Well, you'll see. Here it'll be more than that. It'll probably be 100.
Do you think it'll be cooler at the beach?
No. Yeah, it will. It's always cooler at the beach.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really feel like going to the beach if it's like super hot out.
No, well, it's not going to be as cool as it is, you know, during the spring or during regular weather.
Right.
But now I understand that it's hot there too, you know. And the thing is, you feel sorry for the people that live near the beach because most of them do not have air conditioning.
Right.
You know, because they never figured you'd never need them there.
Right. Right.
But that's bullshit, you know. So how are you? I mean,
so tired.
Are you tired?
Like on a whole nother level of tired. The dog got picked up on Saturday, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Friday. Was it Friday he was getting picked up?
I don't know.
Friday.
Yeah,
Friday he got picked up.
Your friend was here Friday.
Yeah,
so
Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
It was fine. He just hopped in the other person's car, which is weird because she's the only person he's growled at, which freaks me out.
Really?
Because dogs, like, sense stuff that people don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is he growling?
Yeah, well, you never know.
And then the new chick, he just, like, hopped right in her car and was like, bye.
Yeah.
I was like, see ya. I get him back tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your friend has had to deal with it, and you too, right? Mm-hmm. With the fact that the dog doesn't like her.
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty much. What's the date?
That sucks. Today is the 23rd.
Okay.
Like I said.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, that's why I always timestamp our shows.
I know.
So if you listen back, you can know.
I thought it was later. I thought it was the 26th.
No, not yet. But July is moving fast. August is coming up. A lot of shit happening in August.
Which one? What beach is better, Venice or Santa Monica? I think Venice would be like more fun, right?
Venice, it's not so much. You don't go there so much for the beaches, for the boardwalk type of thing, you know.
So Venice has like
it has a beach and it has the boardwalk where you have like shops and a lot of people walking and stuff.
Okay,
that's more interesting.
Yeah,
Santa Monica, you have the pier, you have the beach itself too.
But does Venice have a beach that you can lay on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it sure does.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just down the street from Santa Monica, really.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But you guys should take bikes and ride. I'm telling you, just LOL-y. Rent them there.
No, I don't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I totally forgot we were talking about
mm-hmm.
it. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. But I do see people on IG all the time on their stories and they ride the bikes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
No, that's a lot of fun because it's very peaceful. Even when there's a lot of people, there's not a lot of noise. You just feel the breeze on you and stuff. And
right.
It's not too hot at the beach. So it's usually very nice. I like it. I just hate having to haul my fucking bike and my cart all the way to the beach, you know?
Yeah.
That's a pain.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, put it on my car.
Yeah, that's
and
what
drive
I'm saying.
It.
That's
right,
a lot
right.
of work.
It is a
it
lot
doesn't
of work.
Sound like you're just better off renting a bike.
I get fucking lazy.
I just want to have like frozen yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like a margarita.
Yeah, then Venice is a good place.
I'm wondering
to
if we should Uber.
To where?
Venice.
Well,
I should probably just
a
drive,
Monday.
Right?
Yeah, today's a Monday. You'll find parking.
Yeah.
No problem.
Hmm.
Yeah. You talk about Uber. I pulled up the story. Is it still here? No. But I shut it down. Shut it off the page here. But what happened is, I guess this guy is an Uber Lyft driver, and he was recording his passengers and posting it on social media.
Yeah, you told me this.
No, this just came up now.
Oh, okay, this isn't the fellatio. Oh no, that was a Craigslist ad. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about it. I was getting the
show. Did we talk about
it? You told me about this story about this guy who was putting up Craigslist ad and blindfolding them. And
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, so I'm this asleep. Is a driver, and they're saying it's not illegal to do because
no, they can have cameras in their car.
Yeah, but the thing is to record and publish it.
I don't know if you can publish it. I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He posted it.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that Uber drivers are allowed to like film just in case anything pops off in their car.
Right,
they
and
got
that's
the
what he says, but you don't
publish
but you don't
it.
Go and publish it.
What was he publishing? Know? Like if people were like hooking up or something?
No, just the conversations. And that's what I don't understand. What's the point in that, you know?
What a weirdo.
So, I know. So I don't understand what the hell's going on there. But he, you know, is so, you know, and recorded what they were saying. I mean, you know, if somebody goes into a car, you're assuming that you have some kind of privacy, I guess?
No, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Last night it should have been recorded. Our Uber driver
what if that happened? It was recorded and he posted it. You don't want people to see
that. No,
that
conversation definitely cannot ever be posted.
That's what I'm saying, you know? So, but they're saying it's not illegal, you know, because in the state that this was done are saying that, that I guess it's enough if only one person in the group knows that the conversation's being recorded.
Right.
And apparently he knew, so that's enough.
Nope. So actually, I just saw an interesting article that I wanted to talk to you about. Hold on, let me find it.
By the way, they dropped that driver. Lyft said, go fuck yourself. So there you go.
As they should.
Yeah.
Hold on, where is this? I definitely
what
was
are
like,
you looking
for? It's like this news article I just read.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, this can't be real, but it is real.
Really?
Yeah, hold on a second. In the meantime, while I try to find
it. Why is my phone making sound?
I hear that. Someone texted you.
No, but why is it making a sound? It's not supposed to.
Okay.
My phone is always on mute.
Florida man who killed father over handicapped parking space feud will not be charged with murder due to state stand your ground law. So there's a video, right?
Right.
And this guy parked in handicapped, which he shouldn't have done. He's obviously not handicapped, and his girlfriend was in the car.
Right.
So the old man went up to her and was, like, talking shit to her because you're in the handicapped parking spot, and he obviously needed the handicap parking spot.
Right.
So her boyfriend came out of the store and obviously saw a guy yelling at his girlfriend.
Right.
Pushed him on the ground, and the guy shot him in the face.
Wow.
It's in the video.
Really?
Died instantly.
The guy died.
Mm-hmm. And he's not being charged with murder.
Wow.
Do you think that's okay? I don't think that's okay.
Wait. Who died? The handicapped or the boyfriend?
So basically the boyfriend and the girlfriend took the handicapped parking spot.
Right.
She was waiting in the car. He went into the store.
Okay.
And an old guy pulled up who needed the handicapped and was talking shit to her about why you in the handicapped park. You know how things go.
Right.
And so the boyfriend came out of the store and saw the old guy yelling at his girlfriend who was sitting in the car.
Right.
Pushed him and he pulled out a gun and shot him and he died. And the guy who shot him is not getting charged with murder.
Yeah.
I don't think that's okay. I don't think anyone should have the right to kill another person over a parking spot.
Right. But wait a minute. Who killed who? The boyfriend killed the handicapped driver or the driver?
The handicapped driver.
He killed the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Over the parking spot.
Right.
But they weren't in the car. They were outside of the car.
No, there was absolutely no justification. Unless, well, but it was self-defense.
No, it wasn't.
No, the boyfriend didn't charge him or something?
No, he pushed him to the ground. But that doesn't give you a right to kill somebody,
No,
though.
But you can't assault people.
Yeah, I understand. He should have gotten in trouble for that, but he didn't deserve to get killed and
but
murdered.
But let me ask you this. If somebody pushed you to the ground and shit, wouldn't you try to defend yourself?
Yeah, but not
it's
with a weapon.
It's scary as hell. Why?
First of all,
it's about your life. You know, I mean, if he felt he needed...
No, because the guy was walking away. He literally, his back was turned. He turned around and he shot him in the face.
Well, I don't know, but...
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how it turned out, but what I'm saying is... if it's something like you're describing, I can see that. You know, I mean, it's one thing to throw insults and argue. It's another to push and touch somebody.
Well, he just got away with murder.
Knock him down.
So
I don't know if it's murder. I mean, when the guy that came out of the store decides to hit somebody, he's making a choice to do something illegal, to assault somebody, you know?
And it doesn't help that it's white and black either.
I don't even know who's white and black, and it doesn't matter, does it?
Mm.
It doesn't matter.
I just feel like, why? Okay, they are idiots for parking in the handicap. Like, it's the non-handicap parking spots are really not
right,
that much
but that's
further.
That's not between them and the drivers. It's between them and the law, let's say.
Yeah.
So if, you know, but it's not the place of that driver to go and start arguing with him and shit. But he did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not illegal to talk to someone.
Yeah. But he was aggressively talking to the female.
Yeah.
There's no audio, obviously, because it'd be out of line to have gunshot audio on Instagram, I feel. But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Go figure. You know, I mean, that's why these things go to trial, so people can figure out and sort out who's responsible for what.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I don't know who was white or black. I don't think it matters. What matters is that one guy assaulted the other, you know.
And then murder happened.
Right. This chick a passenger on the Delta flight, they have a picture of her here on Instagram. Pretty revealing picture anyway, but that's probably beside the point. The thing is, she claimed that a man sexually assaulted her, like she fell asleep and she woke up with his hand down her leggings or something.
That is.
And she freaked out, you know. So she went and cried and told people, the flight attendants, so they moved her to another seat. But they let the guy go after the flight.
Oh, no.
You know,
nope.
So she's...
She's going to sue the airline.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, she goes, this guy violated me and put his hands in my pants while I was sleeping. So that's...
What a creep.
That's pretty... yeah. You know, I mean, look, it's her
he
word
should be
against his, but I don't know what happened there. He didn't, they're not
First
saying
of all,
he said
I feel
anything.
Like that's the type of offense where you have to do an emergency landing.
Well, but the no, for what? How is that going to save anything?
That he's like, that's like a rapist.
Okay.
It's like letting a rapist like roam your flight.
Well, he's not roaming. He's in the plane, you know, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would. They probably would.
They've emergency landed for much less.
Yeah, but that's if it's necessary to land in order to save somebody, maybe.
Right.
I don't know how that would have helped, but at any rate, I don't know what the procedure is, but the point was that we don't know what happened there, you know?
Yeah, no.
We don't know what happened, but I don't know why she would make something like this up, you know, so.
Right.
She's probably, you know, she tweeted about it. She talked on the TV about it. Yeah, I mean, I don't see her motive for, you know, for doing this and to get at him or something.
Yeah, unless it is to sue the airline, but I don't think people would go to that extent.
Yeah.
Especially if she was that hysterical. I mean, something definitely happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't
you fucking freak out?
No, I would beat his ass.
Yeah?
I would literally beat his ass. They would have to emergency land. If I ever woke up and some dude was literally touching me, murder would be committed.
Yeah.
Like they would have to like hold me in a straining jacket. I'd be crying because I'd be wanting to commit murder.
Yeah.
Florida's stand your ground rule.
You're a bomb waiting to happen.
Yeah, legit.
So that's that. Mm-hmm. Delta is getting attacked by everybody.
I felt like it was American Airlines and Southwest for a little while.
Mm.
I feel like just every airline is doing pretty shitty.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So we came back from a weekend. I saw you went to the party. You managed to go to the party. But I saw on Instagram you posted two different outfits. So was that the white or the black that you wore to the party?
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, white was Friday night.
Friday night,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so we just went, like, we went to Catch for dinner.
Yeah, how was that?
It's completely overpriced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no.
You always go to Catch, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm usually never paying.
Right.
So I don't know
what
the prices are. And Friday was, like, not, like, a busy night. I don't know if it's more busy during the week because I've been on, like, a Wednesday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And there's so many guys there, like, someone always offers to pay.
Yeah, I guess.
Friday night, there was, like, nobody really there.
Really?
So we had a couple of drinks. Then we went to the club. The club was fun.
So you guys had to pay for the food this time? Mm-hmm. Or did you pass on?
No. We paid for it.
Yeah, I can imagine that's a very expensive place. Because I don't know it, but just from the way you've been describing how popular it is, I would imagine they charge a lot of money.
Yep.
So what did you leave? Like over $100 dinner or something?
It was like almost two.
$200. Did you drink?
Yeah, we had one drink each.
Just one drink.
The drinks by themselves were $45 for two tequila and orange juices.
You serious?
$45 for two drinks.
What the fuck were you doing there, man?
I could get like a whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's for rich people. Are you kidding me? I would never go there.
No. It's definitely not appealing when you have to pay for yourself.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then the party on Saturday was the same shit. It's like everybody thought they were somebody.
Oh, at the Maxim party.
Yeah.
So how did that go?
It was boring.
Really?
So boring to me.
Yeah, some people posted pictures, though. I saw other people posting pictures.
Yeah.
There sure were a lot of beautiful people.
Yeah,
though.
Everyone looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Everyone like was dressed to the nines. Men were in suits. Everybody looked really, really good.
So this is like Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
What are they celebrating? Like,
I think it's just like they have the Hot 100 list. So every year they pick like 100 girls they think are the hottest. Like it'll be like Instagram famous models, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so they just have a Hot 100 party.
Okay.
Yeah. So they invite like all the beautiful people of LA to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, I would have been fine because it's just so, it's like a long, long event and there's nowhere to sit. So like you're up for like 5 hours in really uncomfortable heels.
Yeah.
It's fine for guys because guys can just wear whatever the hell they're wearing. But for girls, it's like after like 2-3 hours, I was like, I'm very much over this.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere to sit, huh?
Nowhere.
Nowhere to park your fucking ass.
No, unless you were at a table section.
Yeah.
And I wasn't at a table, so.
So what if you want to take a break? Can you go outside and sit somewhere?
Yeah, you can go outside. No, there's you can go outside, but there's nowhere to sit outside.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So you're stuck pretty much standing.
Standing.
I would be pissed.
My feet were burning yesterday morning when I woke up. Like it hurt for me to just like tiptoe to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. I'm wearing sneakers today.
Jeez.
So yesterday we went to the highlight room for the pool party. Then we went to a house party for the, France team that just won the World Cup.
Okay. But wait a minute. But back to Maxim. We're not done there
yet. Okay. Go back to Maxim.
Okay. So where was it held?
Hollywood Palladium.
Palladium.
Palladium. Yeah.
Palladium. Yeah.
The concert hall or whatever.
Oh, okay. So were there a lot of people? Did it feel crowded?
There was so many people. Really? It didn't feel crowded though.
Really?
If that makes sense. Like the table section on the floor, like if, cause I was in the balcony, cause they had an exclusive VIP section, which I wasn't in. Then they had another VIP section, which I was in, and it was upstairs, but everyone was standing.
So this was inside a theater, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a stage and seats. Oh,
because there was like concert performances.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I didn't think that. I thought it would just be like a big party in a big room or something.
No. They had like live performances.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. And so did you find a dress?
Yes.
You found a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find it?
It's a $30 dress from from fashionnova.com.
Okay, there you go. You see, so you came through with it.
Actually, they are one of the brands that sponsor me.
Uh-huh.
And one of the women that works there drove an hour out of her way to drop me off a dress for the party.
Oh, very nice, you see.
Yeah.
So did you, were you happy with it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it. Okay. I mean, I'll never wear it again because it's one of those dresses where like you can't wear it again.
Right.
But I was satisfied with it.
Yeah. Why can't you wear it again?
It's just too like fancy.
So people would know you've worn it before?
Oh, yeah. And I posted like 1,000 pictures in it. And surprisingly, my nipples were out. I didn't wear a bra.
Uh-huh.
And I was like dressed compared to some of the girls there.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can see nips from other girls?
Oh, yeah.
Like see-through.
A lot of people were in like naked. Yeah.
Like what you're not saying is your dress is pretty sheer. I mean, yeah, you could see through it.
You could completely see my nipples.
Yeah.
And I know, you know that
nobody said anything,
and no one would even look.
Really?
It was as if I was like not naked.
Right.
Yeah, because so many people were like dressed the same.
Wow.
So I'm like, me and my friend were giggling because we're like, wow, like literally no one is even phased at the fact that my nipples are out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Women sure know how to use their tits. Let me tell you. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think fake breasts look so bad.
They do.
They like are so far apart.
I know, and they're like round. Boobs are not supposed to be round like a ball.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they're like, it's like almost as if they look like two just like mini basketballs.
Exactly, you know? Maybe they're smaller, maybe they're bigger, but they never look real, very seldom.
And it's funny because I get it. Like I've seen people that have like no breasts at all. They have a nipple.
Right.
And so I get the idea of like wanting something there, but it's like, especially when your breasts are that small before, it just looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
You're almost better off just having a nipple.
Yeah.
But I don't see how guys could like.
Well, guys, look, it's never quite just a nipple. It's just a small boob. And those are cute too. You know, I mean, I know.
I mean, like, what if it's not even like, what if you can't even like put a hand on it?
How many are there like that?
Come on. A lot. No, there was a lot of small breasted women at the party.
Yeah, but not that small. You know?
No, I mean, like small.
Most women are not flat like that. Okay, so they might have something smaller. But look, I still agree with you, you know, and especially if they go to a big size.
Yeah, they go from like a double A to like a D, like a triple D. I'm like, no, girl, you should have gotten like a B.
Work. Yeah.
Like a little B.
And it looks like shit, too. You know, it doesn't feel good to touch it.
Right.
It doesn't look good. It only looks okay under clothes.
Yeah.
But that's about it, you know. So,
right.
But many people, it makes sense for them. So, you know, be my guest. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally don't like a woman with fake boobs.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I think only in all the years I've met women and stuff. I mean, I'm no like player or anything.
Right.
But I'm trying to think. I think there was only once. Or twice, where I connected with a woman that had fake boobs. And that's because I didn't know.
Yeah, sometimes some people have really, really great boob jobs. And then other people have really terrible boob jobs. Yeah. I guess it depends how much money you're willing to spend. Because, I mean, there's some doctors. Like when I was in a sorority, my quote-unquote big sister in the sorority, she was like thicker.
Uh-huh.
And her breasts completely matched her body. They looked 110% real. They felt real. And then she giggles. She's like, they're fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a real ass titty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But she also, her parents were loaded and her breast job was like $20,000.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine paying $20,000?
I guess if you pay a lot, they could probably make it look pretty good.
Yeah.
But still, it's not the real thing. I don't know. Many people do like it or don't mind it, but I don't know. I'm all into the natural look.
Yeah, I think natural's in.
Yeah.
Like the natural titty look is in.
Right.
Like I was at the pool party yesterday and we stayed at this table with these random guys and he was like, hey, are your breasts real or fake? I was like, my boobs are real. He goes, they look so nice compared to like half the girls at this pool party, because everyone had fake titties.
Right.
Everybody. I was
like, I know, in this town, I know, it's terrible, man. And they think it looks good, but, you know. It's I guess it would be tit envy or something.
Right.
Like penis envy, right? These women want tits like other women have.
That's, I think, the only thing about like plastic surgery is I think people get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And they realize that they can like literally change anything they want about themselves. So once you start, it's like impossible to stop.
I know. And then they look awful, man.
Yeah, like people
a lot of botched jobs, you know.
And I, another thing I noticed at the Maxim party is everyone's face is done.
Really?
Like, I would say at least 75% of the women had their faces done.
Are you serious?
Like, the same fake lips, the injected cheekbones.
Oh, the lips, man. That kills me, those injected lips.
Right.
They look like shit every time.
Yeah.
You know? And then cheeks or eyes or noses, whatever. And, yeah, I mean, some people, I don't believe they leave the house the way they look.
Right.
After surgery.
Right.
A lot of botched jobs that I've seen. But at any rate, so talking about natural, yeah, you see, but I mean, I even go beyond that and I prefer some pubic hair too and stuff.
Right.
You know, but again, I think because that's what I saw when I grew up, when I first discovered sex.
Right.
That's how it was in the 60s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, even shaved is good. Anything. You bring a vagina to a guy, man.
I don't know how people can shave down there.
Not picky. No, but they can, but they wax and stuff, right?
I wax, yeah.
Yeah.
But the hair takes way longer to grow back.
Yeah.
When you wax.
I know, but it's terrible to have to go through that. But I can see why women in today's age want to do that. You know,
yeah.
It makes you feel maybe cleaner or whatever. Mm-hmm. But nobody says you have to have it in your ass, but at least some on the front, you know, and, of the mound would be nice.
I think girls should definitely be waxing or shaving their butt hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's gross.
That, yeah. But most girls don't have that, you know.
Every girl has it.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, but it depends, you know.
Every girl has it.
I'm telling you, I've seen like pubic hair growing and there was nothing in the ass.
Maybe she just had it. Maybe she just shaved it that day.
No.
No, I promise you, every girl has hair in their butt.
Well,
my ex-boyfriend was telling me.
How many girls have you been with?
I've seen a lot of naked girls. I've seen more girls naked than I have guys naked in my entire life.
How is that possible?
I guess I just hang out with girls that are very open.
Right.
Yeah, like we don't care. Like anytime someone's over, I'll walk around my house naked while I'm trying to figure out what to wear. Like I don't care. Yeah. I literally don't care. But my ex-boyfriend was telling me he was dating this chick. And he ate her ass and then never spoke to her again because her butthole was so hairy.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's karma for being such a piece of shit when you dated me.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, so gross.
I know. There's things that are gross about it, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My son just brought up something the other night, but it's kind of gross. I don't want to talk about it. But,
why would you bring it up then?
In a conversation, but he was saying how sometimes you have like white stuff coming out of there, and I said, and we started talking.
White stuff out of what?
Out of the vagina, you know, when you have intercourse, it sometimes happens.
Oh
with
yeah,
some women.
Yeah,
but not with all of them.
No, yeah.
And it doesn't look very appetizing, to be honest with you.
No, I don't know
so
what
we
that is
So we were talking
either.
About that, like I think it's either from infection, but some people are saying that it's natural for some women to.
I
just
think
have
it
that.
I don't think that's a sign of infection.
Oh, some many times it is. Believe me.
Ew! Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's
so
gross.
I know, and it has a smell to it too.
Oh, if it has a smell, it's definitely like an STD.
Not an STD, but an infection.
Maybe
like
yeast infection.
Yeast infection.
Or vaginitis.
Yeah. No, that's even worse. But no,
vaginitis
that
is definitely worse.
That smells right.
Vaginitis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
To really smell bad.
Well, yeast infections smell, but they're like, it smells like.
Well, but only when you have sex, you can smell it when it comes out, you know, but.
No,
yeast
if a girl has a yeast infection, she like knows. Like you
yeah,
know
no,
you have
no,
a yeast
no,
infection.
I know, but they're saying the smell of, what's that, vaginitis?
Vaginitis.
Vaginitis. That people would smell even around you when you dress.
Yeah.
So that's a terrible
thing. One of my girlfriends back home had it, and like even like when she was sitting at like the dinner table, she
Isn't
smelled
that the worst, man. How embarrassing.
I think my old roommate used to have that because Like, she'd be, like, on my bed watching a movie. And I'm like, yo, I can literally smell your pussy and you're fully dressed. So gross. And it's so weird to me that people, like, don't get checked on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to get a pap smear every 6 months. And sometimes, depending on your insurance, it's once a year. At least once a year, you should be checking for cervical cancer, STDs, so on and so forth. There's some people that can go like 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how did you, how have you not been checked in 5 years?
Yeah.
So weird to me.
I know. Well, it's not on top of the priority list.
Even like a physical. Yeah. Like, fuck the STD shit. I'm talking about like your health. There's some people that just never get their yearly checkups.
Right. Well, they don't want to go to a doctor because they figure if there's nothing wrong, I don't want him to discover something wrong with me, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get that. Sometimes people have that mentality. I'd rather not know.
Right.
I mean, sometimes I have that mentality. Like, I'm such a hypochondriac. Like, the other week I went to the doctor's because my breast hurt and I had a pulled muscle. That's me. Like, I'm a psychopath like that. There's some people who like could feel like they're literally dying and they're like, I'm not gonna go. I don't need to know. And sometimes I feel like there's certain things where I would be like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like, if I had like 1 month to live, I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
Like, let me just live my best life and like die suddenly.
Yeah.
And as opposed to knowing I've got 30 days left.
Yeah.
Can you imagine telling somebody that?
That would be tough.
Like, doctors would say like, hey, unfortunately, it's looking like you have like 2-3 weeks left to live. I could never do that as a job.
I wonder if a doctor would ever say if it was that close, you know? They might say something like, well, you don't have that much time to live and all that, you know.
When my uncle first got diagnosed,
30 days.
Yeah, it's crazy. When my uncle first got diagnosed, they told him he had like a couple months left to live, and he ended up living for 2 years longer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know.
But he didn't like come at the last couple of months. No one ever saw him.
Really?
Because it got like really bad, and he was like getting like from chemo and stuff. He was getting like the welts.
Oh wow!
On his skin, so he like never. He never came out. I didn't see. So I saw him at my brother's like engagement party / birthday party. And for 6 months, didn't see him. Was supposed to go to the hospital with my uncle, but my uncle didn't wait for me. He died that night.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. It gives me the chills thinking about it every time.
Yeah.
He was a great man. Misunderstood, to say the least.
I keep thinking of dying because, you know, my dad passed a few months ago. And people do all the time. And I'm thinking,
it's like a hard concept to grasp.
It really is, you know, because it's not like somebody's going away on a trip.
Yeah.
They just simply don't come back. They cease to exist.
Yeah.
It's like they never were there.
Right.
So that's why I think it's important while you're alive to leave a lot of good memories about yourself.
Right.
To other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's the accomplishment in life is when you're gone, people say, oh, he was a good person.
Right.
Or she was this, she was that. But just to be rich and people can't say good things about you or something like that, you know, that's worse, I think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I have my grandmother's face on my debit card. So every time I swipe it, someone's like, she's so cute. And it's just like, they talk about her like she's in the present tense, like as if she didn't pass away. And I'm like, it's so weird. And it's weird because life has to go on. Like you find yourself like laughing and enjoying life. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm never going to see my grandmother again.
Right.
And then it's like, brr. All right, let's stop talking about this depressing stuff. Though,
yeah.
Because I'm starting to get emotional.
Yeah, I know. I miss my dad. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're with you all your life and suddenly they're gone.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so enough about death.
Yeah.
This guy in Britain created an actual jetpack where he can fly. And I know on...
until something terrible happens.
They call him the real-life Iron Man. He's got fucking 6 jet engines on his arms.
Mm-mm.
They're not big, obviously, but 6 of these, 3 on each arm. In a backpack thing.
So he puts it in a backpack? Have you seen that movie? What's that movie back in the day?
No, I mean, he's wearing it. You can see. He looks like a fucking jet plane or something. But for crying out loud, you know how high he can get? 12,000 feet, man. It's a fucking, you fly with the planes.
Yeah, yeah.
Speeds up to 30 miles an hour. Who the fuck would go up 12,000 feet? That's crazy.
I would never.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So it'll only cost you about $440,000. Hey, for this, I would pay it if I had it.
No, thank you.
Can you imagine being able to fly like this? People have been, for decades, been trying to do this. Yeah. So what else is going on, man? A lot of shit in the news, but we don't care to cover any of this here because there's just too much shit. I mean, did you hear about Whoopi Goldberg, like, throwing off her guest, off of The View?
I told her goodbye.
Judge Jeannie, I think it's Pirro or something.
Uh-huh.
And she's a Trump supporter and Whoopi is not.
So why did she have her on the show then? You know what I mean?
Well, on The View, because she was promoting her book. But yeah, that just goes to show you some people can't tolerate other people's views, you know?
Well, that's why the show is called The View. Because yeah. they love the drama like yeah. that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but the problem is that you don't behave like this. It's probably not cool, man. Not cool. Things are not happening very nicely.
They never do,
in
though.
This country, though. We're very, very divided. But it's nothing new, you know? I mean, this happened way before the elections, too. So without getting too much into politics, it's a fact, you know? So, this country's been divided for many years, and I don't know what the fuck
the country's been divided for decades.
Yeah.
Like 110%.
So, what the fuck are we going to do? I don't know. But can you imagine if we had a civil war in this country again?
I thought about for a while when all those riots and stuff were happening, I really thought that was about to go down.
Really?
I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going to start killing each other.
I know.
And then other countries, when that happens, other countries think that you're a joke.
Right.
They're like, you can't even get your people together.
Mm-hmm.
You got war going on in your country. Now we're going to attack you because you're weak right now because no one's getting along.
Yeah. This would be devastating. I mean, but I don't think it can happen in this country. I hope not.
No, I don't think so. I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened already. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you never know because the future is very uncertain, and especially now when things are moving so fast, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, because times have never been like they are now.
So do you think they're good or they're bad?
No, there's a lot of uncertainty, I think, but there always was.
Mm-hmm.
It just said, yeah. I don't know. It sucks, man, but hopefully we'll be able to get something done, you know, just everybody spying and investigating and hating on each other and fuck, man.
Everybody hates on each other. It's wild.
I know.
I don't have the time.
Yeah, you know, who's got time for this shit? You know, let me look at other things.
Mm-hmm.
So here, this is more interesting. Stormy Daniels and husband Glendon Crane filed for divorce.
He's over the shenanigans. He said, I can't do this anymore. I'm out of here.
Stormy Daniels. Look at her big tits, man. Fake as hell.
I saw a video, on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And some guy was like filming this chick leaving a building. Uh-huh. Sam, I will never understand or grasp the concept of this, but her tits were literally from me to you.
Wow.
They were like triple kajillion Fs.
Yeah.
And I was like, doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
Right, but they get to be in porn because they're freakish.
But why would somebody want to? I wouldn't watch a porn with somebody's breasts that look like that.
Right, but there's guys that like everything.
Oh,
they
God.
Fucking like everything, man. I'm telling you.
Uh-uh.
People are fucking crazy. So, yeah, and you know, but it's just that it's getting dangerous for women to be out there. You know, I mean, look what this says. A desperate search for a college student who's 20 years old. She mysteriously vanished after going for a jog. So,
yo, that's been happening lately.
Yeah, I mean, all these young women and women in general just get fucking attacked everywhere. You know, it's not safe to go anywhere anymore.
Can't go anywhere. I can't go in the parking garage. Like sometimes I get scared going into my parking garage because I'm like, yo,
yeah,
there's no cameras in my building. Like, right. The garage door is always prompt open, so anyone could go in it. Like, this morning, right. I was leaving, and it was wide open. Yeah. Like, why is this open right now?
Right.
It makes no sense.
I know. In my building, they put notices saying, always keep all the doors closed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody does. The front door is propped open, and the code to get in is so
easy.
It's like, yeah, anyone could guess it. I'm like, come on.
I know, it's like that everywhere.
I'm like, yeah, this is real effective.
Yeah, I know, sharing a password with a fucking million people.
Yeah, exactly. We all, and like everyone just like walks in, or someone could just be standing there and easily hear the doot, doot, doot. Like, you can hear like the button, what buttons you're using. It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to go to the beach today. I feel like...
Oh, so you are going to the beach for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, 110%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good,
so she's meeting me back at my apartment at 12:31.
Yeah.
And then we want to get there for 3. So I assume if I go to Venice Beach, it'll be like an hour drive.
Right now, yeah.
Like at like...
Well, probably less from like your house.
Like at 2 o'clock, it'll be like an hour, I think.
No, half an hour you'll be there. Yeah, all you got to do is take Wilshire all the way up or Santa Monica.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, it's not going to take you an hour.
Okay.
But make sure you go to Sidewalk Cafe there. You can't miss it. It's a restaurant if you guys want to eat.
We're definitely going to eat, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not too expensive. They also have a bar inside, but it's actually, you sit outside... And in a covered patio, and you people watch while you eat. It's,
yeah,
amazing.
See, that's exactly what I want to do. I just want to have like a fun little beach day.
Right, right.
I want to have like a frozen drink, like a pina colada. I want frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
I just want to do it all.
Yeah.
But I also
have all that there.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also have to be back in time because people are coming to see the apartment.
Yeah,
but I feel like after I'll be good with 3 hours at the beach. Like if I get there at 3, I'd be okay leaving.
That's
at 6.
Too much, even. Yeah, you won't be able to last that long. Yeah. But actually, if you go eat for an hour, walk around for an hour, 2 hours. Yeah,
I think like from
fine.
3 to 6 is good. Yeah. Get home by like 7:30.
Right.
Because she still wants to go to the club tonight.
At 3, it's very hot. But then again, it's going to be hot all day. It doesn't really matter.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So
at 2, it's about the hottest usually. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go to Venice. Have you been there?
No.
You've never been to Venice? Well, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of eccentric people there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, smells of everything from sage to incense to marijuana.
Yeah, so I heard it's like more of like a hippie-ish type place.
It is.
Yeah. But I don't mind that.
No, not at all. Everybody likes going there.
And my best guy friend lives close. He's on the opposite. He's not on the Hollywood side. He's on the opposite side, but with both the same distance to Venice. So he's meeting us there too.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun little day.
Yeah.
And then I get to meet new people for the apartment, and time's a ticking. We got 7 days to figure it out, so hopefully we can pick somebody.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's pressure.
Yeah, pressure. So much pressure.
Right?
So much pressure. I didn't realize when you said it's the 23rd, I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah, only one more week,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Wow. So you don't go on dating apps at all, huh?
No. I tried Bumble for like a week and I deleted it.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I'm going to do the same because I'll tell you why. It's like a game. It's not like really serious. I mean,
right.
To swipe people right and left without even finding out who the fuck they are, what's a little bit of their background, you know, like a couple words.
Right.
But here it's nothing. It's like you like the picture, you swipe right. You swipe left. And that's not a way to find somebody.
Mm-mm.
So, but dating sites, which you actually go and people...
Like eHarmony and Match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You actually take your time making a profile and answering questions and stuff. So I think it's a lot more effective. But those fucking apps, fuck it, man. It doesn't... I'll tell you who it works for. It works on Tinder for people in their 20s.
Yeah.
Who want to hook up all the time.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
For people who are looking to put their lives at risk.
Yeah, exactly.
And their bodies.
And just think about it. I mean, if my son is able to bring different chicks home and bang them, the question is, imagine how many the girls can get.
Yeah.
And they probably do it every day, like we were talking about it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. There's there's a movie on Netflix called, oh God, Newness. It's called Newness. It's literally about dating apps.
Oh,
Yeah.
But needing someone else all the time.
And needing somebody new.
Right.
So it's like these two people are literally the beginning of the movie is both of them having sex with somebody else. And right. it's immediately after they leave, they get back on the app to find somebody new to hang out with.
Wow.
Because they're so lonely and desperate, right. whatever. So then they end up meeting up with each other and then they fall in love and move in with each other. Mm-hmm. But then they realize I'm bored with you. What? So he cheats, she cheats. Then yeah. they agree to have an open relationship and then they don't want an open relationship. Yeah. So then they break up and at the end of the movie they get back together. But you just know they're not going to last.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But that's basically why people are on those websites is because the idea of monogamy in 2018 scares people.
Yeah, I guess it does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm also hearing stories about how it's hard to find a job and all that, you know, and you're, when you're out of college and stuff. And let's say it's hard, okay? But hey, you know, it was hard in our times too, you know?
Right.
We had our own difficulties and shit. So I don't accept that, you know? And my son, is like, yeah, none of the people I know work or can find a job. I said, that's bullshit, first of all. A lot of people are working.
A lot of people are working, succeeding. But a lot of people cannot find jobs.
Okay, but that's always been the case, you know? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, it's like, he'll say it's hard. I'm like, okay, so it's hard, but it's not impossible. You got to do it. You don't have a choice. But
yeah.
that's the thing. When there's somebody supporting them, there's no pressure.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I was on my own at 16. His mom, you know, left the house probably 1920 or something.
That's
you know?
So young compared to now because people are staying with their parents like 30.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. And we worked from day one. And then you see a 25, 28 year old and they're not working. You go, what the fuck? So that's the difference in the generations. And I think it's creating a lot of tension.
Right.
Because I'm hearing from other parents saying our kids are the same.
Mm-mm.
You know, and they don't like it either.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's difficult. It's,
yeah, different generations.
And
you know?
Laziness is like crazy out here.
Yeah.
Like everyone is so lazy.
It is. Laziness. Uh-huh. Nobody wants to fucking work.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you go and you invest in a college, you come out with all this debt that you complain about,
mm-hmm.
that you chose to take on,
mm-hmm.
because college is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you spend all these years, all this money, and then you come out and you say, I can't find a job.
Right.
You know, I mean, he went into biochemistry because he believed that's what he wants to do and there's going to be demand.
Right.
And there is, but he's being very choosy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, come on, man. You can't, there's no shortcuts.
Right.
You got to start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But nothing I say gets in.
No, that's usually what happens. That's usually what happens.
Right.
Because sometimes I'll be talking to my parents and it's like...
They're not hearing you, right?
They're not hearing me and I'm not hearing them. And right. it's just like, what's the point of us even having this conversation right now?
I know. Same with fucking
politics. But I feel like it's the same with parents. Like, my mom still call me and I'll say the same thing. And it's like, she's acknowledging... Like, we'll talk about my dad. She's obviously having a difficult time with that.
Yeah.
So she'll call and I'll like give her like... you know, advice to her, and she acts like she's acknowledging it and that she's going to listen. And then a week later,
they don't listen, right?
No, it's just as bad as us. I'm like, Mom, we just had a FaceTime call for an hour and a half about you can't get drunk and fucking text dad violent ass text messages. Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then a week later, Gabby's texting me, Mom's going off on dad again.
Oh,
okay, why? Why yeah. are you not listening to us? We're giving you this advice because we love you and we don't want you to do this to yourself.
Exactly,
anymore.
Exactly.
And then they do
they
the
think
same.
You're against them or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But they do the same too.
Like I feel like the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end to be told, like, to be made to feel like you're not doing enough. I mean, fuck, man. I've given my life to my kids.
Yeah, which happens when you become a parent.
Yeah, it's never enough, you know. But that's the thing. As a parent, you have to tolerate shit that you wouldn't if you were not a parent. If it was just... I realized if it was somebody else doing this shit to me, they would have been out of my life a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you can't just throw your kids out.
No.
You know?
Nope.
They're always part of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to have Amory back,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
That would be cool. I didn't realize when you first told me your name, I didn't realize it was just the letter A and then Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like A-M-O-R-I or something. No.
Nope.
So A Marie, that's the name of her. Mm-hmm. You guys looked great. So overall, did you have fun at the Maxim party? I mean, can you say it was
I didn't have a terrible time.
Yeah.
But I also, if my feet didn't hurt, I would have stayed till 2 a.m.
Oh.
But okay. I don't understand how someone has an event and they don't set up properly for people to be comfortable.
To be seated.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So it's just weird to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.